T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute, and Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us today, and glad to have you here, Mike. So does that make sense to you, what I was talking about a little bit earlier, that some people have run out of money already and are...
Oh, absolutely.
They're in a terrible situation trying to figure out what to do just to feed their families.
No, and that is the conundrum that so many people have to fight when we want to address flattening the curve, mm-hmm. right? The curve meaning the coronavirus curve, because we are all right now feeling the efforts of doing that, and that's so we can maintain capacity in our healthcare system to provide what we have decided as a society is important for everybody to have equal access to healthcare. So that's the reason that we're flattening the curve, and it does not come without economic costs, and we are experiencing those costs right now. John, here's the good news. Despite why you might not be able to pick up a roll of toilet paper anytime you need, we still have toilet paper. We still have paper towels. That's important. We still have food. That's all getting delivered. We still have internet access. You and I are still broadcasting live over the air. And so all of the basic systems that this economy needs to function, and to actually function by a lot of world standards still pretty successfully, mm-hmm. Those are all in place and they're still working, John. And so that's why we know there's going to be a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train coming to run over us, all right? And the curve is getting flattened. How much longer will we as a society allow us to flatten the curve at some expense? I don't know. And I'm heartened that I believe the curve will get flattened and we'll get through this before we have to test that limit. But I can assure you, as a classically trained economist and a historian looking at economies over long periods of time, there will be a point where the cost to flatten the curve will no longer be bearable by the rest of society, and we'll worry about other things. But I don't think we're anywhere near that. And the markets are telling us we're nowhere near that, too, because the markets are still functioning fairly efficiently. All right, the bond market has been stabilized by the Federal Reserve and by the Treasury and by our congressional leaders. That's functioning very well right now. We still, John, have a lot of volatility in the stock market, but that is how we are going to separate the sheep from the goats, find out who the winners and losers are, whatever definition you want. That is what markets do, and that's what's happening right now. And I promise you, markets are not pricing in an Armageddon scenario where we're going to continue to ride this decline for months and months and months, or certainly not quarters and years. The market is already pricing in a recovery, and it's pricing it in relatively soon. Now, a lot of people, John, are arguing, is this going to be a V-shaped recovery? Is this going to be an L? Is it going to be a U? I want you to envision a check mark, perhaps, all right? A very steep down, upper left to lower right. And now we're going to start working our way very soon. We're going to start working our way from that bottom of the check back up to the upper right-hand corner. And it's not going to be a 45-degree angle, but it's going to have a perceptible angle to it, gang. So the markets are pricing in a recovery here, John, and you can see it in the process. Now you just have to be heartened that that process, the curve will get flattened in plenty of time for that process to go into that checkmark recovery. And markets are telling me right now that is what's happening.
Yeah. Well, this isn't your fault at all, and what you cover is business.
But I'll take the blame if you like.
No. What you cover is business. But I'll tell you what, the recovery for business is going to be different from the recovery from the people who are still left at the bottom of that check mark. And it's very frustrating to me. You'd have a hard time finding anybody in public life writing op-eds or on the radio or anything who's more pro-business than I am.
Absolutely.
With my background. But I will tell you, this is where I really resent always being called one of the fat cat Republicans who doesn't give a damn about the little guy. Because right now, I don't hear a lot of people actually advocating for the little guy who's getting screwed, who can't put food on his table to feed his family.
And I'm, John,
I'm
not
sick
just
and
the
tired
little
of
guy
it.
That can't put food on the table, but the smaller business. One of the unintended consequences here is this is going to actually, in business, improve the position of the haves at the expense of the have-nots. So the winners, as we're sitting here right now, will continue to be bigger businesses or wealthier individuals at the expense of the smaller businesses or less wealthy individuals. The good news, if there is good news in that, is that our congressional leaders, the president, they all recognize that. That's why all of the focus they're trying to do right now is geared towards small businesses and individuals, because if they don't do that, this will continue to widen that gap between the haves and the have-nots. And however we come out of this, at least temporarily, that's going to be the turn of the focus, because if you have a lot of money, if you have a lot of investments, and you can weather this storm, you will be the one that can take advantage of the opportunities created on the other side. And that's why I'm heartened, but I want every small business owner out there to do whatever they can, take advantage of every program, call every advisor that you can get your hands on, figure out what you can do to stay solvent through this, because the opportunities coming up the slope of that check are going to be substantial, John, but we're going to have to find ways to have the small businesses take advantage of it.
They're well, let's spend some time later talking about that. I'm hearing some bad stories about people who are already shut out of all of this, but we don't have time for it right now. Mike Labrie, Wells Fargo Advisors, thank you.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.